Friends in Christ, prepare the way. The other day I heard it was announced that Pope Francis is planning a visit to the United Arab Emirates in February. He's going to some interfaith meeting. He's going to visit the over 1 million Catholics and other Christians in that mostly Muslim country. And you can be sure that preparations have already begun for his visit. Someone has been dispatched from the Vatican to go spend these next few months in that Arab country preparing the way for the Pope's visit. Every detail of his itinerary will be worked out. There'll be a security detail making sure that he is safe. When the Pope makes a visit to a country, everything is planned and prepared to the minutest detail. You're probably preparing for some visits to your house these next weeks. Maybe the Pope is not coming to your house, but you probably have some friends, relatives, neighbors coming over to your house in the next few weeks. And what do? You prepare for the visit. You clean your house. You make the cookies. You put up the decorations. You make sure everything is ready. When we prepare for anything important, or when anything important is coming up, we want to prepare. We want to make sure we're ready. If you're giving an important presentation at work, what do? You prepare for that. If you're giving something at school, you prepare. Otherwise, it's not going to be good. So today, we meet John the Baptist in the desert, announcing the most important visit in the history of the world, even more important than the Pope coming to visit, the Messiah. John the Baptist announces the coming of the Messiah, Jesus Christ. And what does he say? Prepare the way, make the preparations, make straight his paths, fill in the valleys, make the mountains low, straighten the roads, smooth out the rough spots, for all flesh shall see the salvation of God. That's quite a list of things to be prepared for. So how do we prepare? We all know that Christ is coming, but we also know that he has already come. I asked the cantor today to use that Advent penitential rite, which says it all. It speaks of the three comings of Christ. Lord Jesus, you came to gather the nations into the peace of God's kingdom. Lord Jesus, you come in word and sacrament to strengthen us in holiness. Lord Jesus, you will come again in glory with salvation for your people. The three comings of Christ. Lord Jesus, you came. That's what we celebrate at Christmas, his historical coming as a babe in Bethlehem. And that third piece, Lord Jesus, you will come again in glory with salvation for your people, the second coming of Christ at the end of time. But that middle coming, that's the one that we can prepare for most effectively. Lord Jesus, you come in word and sacrament to strengthen us in holiness. That first coming is already over. We celebrate the memory of Christmas. That second coming is far away, or at least we think it is. We don't know when it's coming. But that middle coming, that's right here. That's today. That's going to happen in this Mass. Lord Jesus, you come in word and sacrament. In word. When the lectors and I read the word from that pulpit, Christ is present. And in a few minutes, the bread and wine will become the very presence of Jesus Christ. Lord Jesus, you come in word and sacrament to strengthen us in holiness. The Lord Jesus comes to us every Sunday, every day in the Eucharist. So how do we prepare for that coming? How do we prepare for Mass? How did you prepare for this Mass today? I spent, I think, about 5 hours preparing my homily. I usually try to spend at least 5 hours. I don't always get that much time. I know Father Paul does too. I know the organist and the cantors prepared the music. The serp prepared for this Mass. How did you prepare for the coming of Christ in this Mass today? I was talking to a parishioner the other day who said that when their family drives to church, they have a rule that there's silence in the car the whole way to church. Maybe that's to keep the peace, I don't know. But she said it's so that they can think about what's going to happen. I talked to another family who said after Mass, when they drive home from Sunday Mass, they talk about the homily, critique it. Was it good? Did you get anything out of it? What did you get out of it? I remember we used to do that when we drove home from Mass when I was a kid, and my mother would usually complain about the homily. But that's okay. If you do that, if the homily is poor, say, what would I have said? What would I have said about those scripture readings? So we can get something out of Mass if we prepare for that Mass. Did you read the scriptures before you came to Mass today? You know, if you do that, you're going to get so much more out of those scriptures when they're read at Mass. Did you spend time praying over those scriptures for today's Mass? If you do, you're going to get so much more out of Mass. Sometimes we complain, our teenagers complain, oh, Mass is boring. Well, are we helping our children to prepare for Mass? What did you wear to Mass? You're all wearing great clothes to Mass today. But I remember as a teenager, I remember once I was getting ready for Mass and I was putting on jeans and my dad came into my room and he said, what are you doing? Take those off. Put on some better clothes. You're going to Mass. And I was taught, you go to Mass, you prepare. You prepare your body to receive the King, the Messiah. Speaking of the scriptures, excuse me, the other day I picked up a new Bible. I didn't really need a new Bible. I've got 6 Bibles already. But I saw this Bible advertised, and I love it. And if you need a Christmas present for someone, get this Great Adventure Bible. Because what it does, it helps us read the scriptures in the order of salvation history. Sometimes when we read the Bible, people are intimidated. Well, how do I read it? You know, you start reading it and you get bogged down. But this Bible shows you how to read it so that you see the narrative, the great adventure. And there's a great section in here on how to interpret the Bible. It's one of the great problems in Christianity because people interpret the Bible differently. How do we interpret the Bible according to Catholic understanding? The Great Adventure Bible. It doesn't matter what kind of Bible you have, but do you have a good Bible? And if you were reading the scriptures for Mass today, and that first reading from the prophet Baruch, and you said, I can't find this reading in my Bible. Well, you know what? You've got a Protestant Bible. Because the prophet Baruch is not in the Protestant Bible. You've got to get yourself a Catholic Bible. Because there's 7 books that are in the Catholic Bible that are not in the Protestant Bible. But the point is, prepare the scripture. Read the scriptures every day. And then when you come to Mass, you will be prepared. Come early, stay late. Are you just running into Mass, just running in at the last minute or even after the last minute? Sometimes we can't help it. There's traffic or the kids aren't ready or whatever. That's fine. But plan ahead. Come to Mass. Spend some time in prayer before Mass starts. Prepare your heart to receive the King. And you will find you're going to get much more out of life, out of Mass. What are the mountains in your life? St. John the Baptist says, cut down the mountains, fill in the valleys. Well, the mountains are those things that we're proud of, the sin of pride. What are those areas in your life that are too high? You've got to cut them down. The valleys. What are the valleys? The things you need to fill in, the things you need to do. Are you serving the poor every week? Are you being attentive to the needs of others? Fill in those valleys. Make straight the crooked ways. What are those? Sin. Where is sin in your life? Make those ways, those paths straight. Get to confession. Make an act of contrition. And then you'll find you get so much more out of Mass. Do these things, and you'll find Sunday Mass more meaningful. Teach your children to do these things, and your children will want to come to Mass. The Bible is a great adventure in God's love for us. Prepare the way of the Lord Jesus Christ.